Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, how are ya? Thank you, Edith. It's Mills. Still no Becky, she's still in Greece with the Greek. Light rain showers today in Athens, 28 degrees. Tomorrow, heavy rain. And Chappers is away again, hello.
But yeah, when you say away, I am working.
With your inflatables?
Yeah, well, let's hope they go up this time, because they
Tell me what happened last time, please.
Well, after I'd finished speaking to you on Tuesday, there was chaos. They tried to use too much air to blow up the inflatables
and
short-circuited everything at the cricket, which meant that the things that blow up the inflatables didn't work, which meant they just stayed limp on the outfield.
And what do you do in that situation? Do you do a little dance?
Well, no, you have to improvise, Scott. So basically, all the inflatable stuff got moved out of the way, but they kept the giant ball, because that had already been blown up, and they had a race with the giant ball. But as there was no inflatables to keep the ball in the right position, it nearly wiped out two or three of the England bowlers who were warming up.
And when you fail on the halftime entertainment...
Oh, there's no such thing as failure. It's improvised.
Do the spectators get their money back?
No, they only get the money back if it rains and there's no cricket. There's no clause about halftime entertainment being part of the fee. It's just considered an added extra treat.
Is it raining today?
No, it isn't. No rain and the inflatable blowers
are pumped and ready to go.
Have been tested and we're ready to go.
Where are you today, please? I can't keep up.
I know, I'm a jet setter. Trent Bridge again, same as Tuesday.
Where's that?
Nottingham.
Oh, amazing, OK. Right, I'll speak to you in a minute.
Remember, you know, near Derby where we're having that feud?
Oh, yeah. Have you duffed him up yet?
No. Leave it with me. I've got Arlo's here again, so we'll work on it.
This is the man from BBC Radio Derby who accused me of just putting on some CDs and playing them at Butlins and Bognor at the weekend.
Although that bit's accurate.
Well, yeah. But it's just the way he said it. I didn't like his tone.
Exactly.
So let me know how it goes tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, I will.
Tomorrow morning, live on air. That's what I want.
What, right. Me to storm Radio Derby tomorrow morning?
Okay.
All right.
I'll leave it with you. Radio 1 Podcast. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, Scott, it's Aidan.
Aidan, where are you today?
I'm in Stevenage at the minute.
How can I help?
Got a bit of a problem I'm hoping you're going to be able to help me with. Some friends of ours are getting married on Saturday.
Right.
And they went to the venue last night to see what time they can get in to get things set up for them.
Right.
And we're told that it had been double booked. Yeah.
Oh, no. What, so they were like, wedding? What wedding?
Exactly that, yes. We have a hockey party. So after kind of the bride was kind of resuscitated, we frantically tried to look around for a new venue for them.
Right.
So they've double booked the wedding with a hockey party?
No. That's who's been double booked with. So we're trying to find somewhere else that we can actually kind of do this party, do this reception.
What area are you in?
In Stevenage.
Right. So it was a hall, was it?
It was, yes, yeah.
Right.
And at the minute we're going to have kind of 100 or so people in kind of the aisles of Tesco, I think.
Can you not combine the two? Have like a wedding hockey style?
Yeah, it could be interesting.
Well, I think that's fine. I got your email as well saying about if we can't find anywhere, then you're all going to have to go to the local Tesco.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about this, and actually I don't think it's that much of a bad idea, to be honest.
Right, so what would happen?
If you think about it, you've got ample parking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good variety of beers and wines.
That's
from around
true.
The world.
Aisle two, yeah.
You could take a few CDs with you.
You could.
The electrical aisle.
Yeah.
What else could you do there? If it's got a deli counter, your quids in.
Exactly, there's lots of food and drink.
Exactly that, and then all you could do is take your own basket round, put all your empties in, and then just pay on the sort of self-checkout on the way out.
Well, I think, therefore, you've answered your own problem.
Yes, I'm not sure the bride's going to be too happy with that, though.
Have it in Tesco, to Stevenage.
It is a big Tesco, to be fair.
It is a big one, I've been there, actually. Yeah. It's huge, isn't it?
It is, nice, just next to the rail station.
Yeah, I know. You can easily fit 150 people in there.
Yeah, I reckon you could. I'm just not sure the bride's going to be too happy with Tesco's as the reception.
Are you asking me to find you another hall?
Yeah, and there's another little favour as well, Scott, if
I may. Oh, God, what?
Well, this has kind of added insult to injury, because earlier in the week, the car that they'd arranged also pulled out. So there is no car for the bride to get to the church either.
Right, you haven't booked anything. You're just on the blag.
Well, no,
you haven't
no,
booked a wedding reception. You haven't booked a car. You've done nothing. And you're just emailing me thinking that I'm gullible, thinking that I'm going to sort it all out before Saturday. Well, you're wrong, mister.
Oh, come on, Scott. You know you've got the nation listening.
OK, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You're looking hot today, by the way.
Oh, stop it.
We need to talk about this in a minute. Quite brown, aren't you? Quite brown today.
Yeah, are we talking about this now or are we talking about it in a bit?
We can do it in a bit.
Okay.
How long do you think you can get away with having a full-on wedding reception in Tesco's before they got a little bit irate?
I wouldn't have thought that long. I would have thought you probably won't get past about 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, you say that, but what about the really big ones where they have, like, patio furniture, garden furniture department?
Maybe.
I think you could. Easily 150 people. Not that I'm giving any ideas out.
No, I wouldn't condone it, though.
I'm not. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Right, listen to this from American TV, okay?
Yeah.
And guess who they're talking about. Listen.
One voice. One incredible story. One woman who inspired the world to never give up on their dreams.
Who could that be?
Well, knowing how you work, I'm going to go Paula Abdul.
One voice. One incredible story. One woman who inspired the world to never give up on their dreams.
Paula Abdul. It's not her.
Am I close?
Yes, actually, in a way.
Am I?
Listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Susan Boyle.
That's right, Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle?
Yeah.
You see, my actual guess wasn't that ridiculous, really, was it?
Listen to how they build her up on America's Got Talent. This is the final of America's Got Talent.
We are just a few moments away from finding out who you have chosen as your winner. First, a singer whose voice took the whole world by storm just a few short months ago. She was launched on an extraordinary journey to take her to unprecedented global fame overnight. With the world premiere of her song, Wild Horses, she's singing in America for the very first time for us. She is Susan Boyle.
They love it, don't they?
So it does sound like they do, yeah.
It's like they've already made the movie.
Yeah.
It sounds like a bad American TV movie of the life of, I don't know, Mother Teresa or somebody.
You compare Susan Boyle to Mother Teresa?
Well, no, they are.
Yeah.
I love that. She's amazing.
You'd
listen.
Watch that, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
One voice. One incredible story. One woman who inspired the world to never give up on their dreams.
I'm thinking we could do it for everybody. One man. One incredible story. One man who inspired the world to listen to sports news. That man is Mark Chapman. Do you want to know who won America's Got Talent? Do you know?
Not particularly.
No, neither did anyone else. She kind of overshadowed the whole thing. Kevin Skinner.
Did he?
All about... So yeah, Kevin Skinner won it.
What does he do? Dance? Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hi, Katie Brand.
Hello, Scott Mills.
You're right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good to see you.
Thanks.
Chappers at the cricket today.
Yeah, it's really weird because when you said that earlier, I was confused because when I've been here before, he just sits about.
Yeah.
So I thought that's what he did.
Yeah, he does stuff sometimes.
But now he's sitting about at the cricket.
Yeah. Hi.
Working.
Working.
Yeah, working. No, I think you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Just even looking at the cricket and thinking some things.
Even sitting about there, though, is technically working.
I know, that's the beauty of your job.
As that little orange man opposite you can testify.
How rude. Anything you want to know about cricket, just ask, because I have no idea.
No, there's nothing I want to know about cricket.
You know, everything there is to know about
cricket. Just not bothered.
No, right. Me neither. Brilliant. High five.
Shall I go now?
Yeah, you enjoy the cricket.
No, thanks. You can stay on.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you as well.
Stay.
I might listen.
Yeah. I like coming here every year. It's like coming to the headmaster's office to report on what I've done over the year.
Yeah.
Hi, Scott.
Today, sir, I have done this, new show on ITV2.
Yeah.
And how's it going?
It's going really well. It started last Thursday, so that means episode 2 is on
tonight.
Tonight, yeah. And
At 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock on ITV2. It went down well last week.
Yeah.
So hoping we can, you know, have as many people or maybe more tune in tonight.
I was reading that you were saying you're not going to mock anyone while they're down.
Yeah. I mean, I've had that as a sort of a bit of a rule of thumb since the start, really. So you've got a look of naughtiness about you.
So who's off limits then? who do you really want
apart
to do?
Apart from Chappers,
like, yeah.
Well, people like Kerry Katona. I don't particularly want to do her. We did write a sketch with her once, and we didn't even film it just because there's nothing funny about it, really, and I just would feel like I was sort of trying to do social work, but very, very poorly. By just trying to sort of point out to her what might have gone wrong. I'm sure she's perfectly well aware. She doesn't need another person to let her know. She's got the nation's press to tell her on an almost daily basis.
Certainly has.
Yeah.
We were just talking about America's Got Talent. Do you watch those shows?
Sometimes. Mm. I sort of dip in and out of them. Mm. You know, you can... usually I find it's a bit like Neighbours, that you can usually catch up fairly quickly.
Yeah.
You've missed a couple of...
Doesn't really matter. You can still catch up.
It's like Neighbours, half the show is now a recap.
I know.
So, yeah, you know.
Did you see Subo on the final? Amazing.
I've seen it online.
So
it's
good.
Pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she is big. They love her there.
I know. Well, it's sort of the right place for her, isn't it? Because they love a sort of rags to riches story.
They do. Yeah. You should so do Susan Boyle. Surely that's coming.
Oh, maybe I could. I don't know if I can sing as well as her. I could do the flip out, though.
Could you?
I can do the massive strop when I don't win.
We were just talking about the winner, which no one has even recognised.
Who
because
cares?
Exactly. His name... He's actually very good.
We know who the real winner is.
Yeah. His name is Kevin Skinner, the actual winner. Here he is in his first audition.
My name's Kevin Skinner.
Oh, Kevin, and what are you going to do for us today?
I'd like to sing a song for y'all. It's by Garth Brooks.
Okay. And what do you do? Do you do this for... Do you do this?
That's Sharon Osbourne going, what are you laughing at? His accent. You are in America right now, love.
I'm Kevin Skinner.
Kevin Skinner.
I like to sing a song.
Is that Britney's dad?
Do you have another job? And...
Well, I was a chicken catcher up for several years.
None of this is true.
You're doing the same as Sharon, no. Kevin was a chicken catcher.
Kevin, educated at Eton and Oxford.
How many chickens did you catch in a day?
I'm not a math, real good at math. We caught about 60,000 in one night, six guys. But one person caught eight at a time.
It's good. I think he was in the same class at school as George W. Bush, wasn't he? He used to help George with his homework.
Did he?
Yeah.
I'm not real good at counting.
Yeah. I'm not real good at math.
Oh, Sharon Osbourne scares me. Does she scare you?
Yes, but I think she's meant to, isn't she?
Do you think?
She's sort of constructed an entire personality designed to scare most of the world.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't want to get on the wrong side.
Well, I think, you know, didn't she try and kill Ozzy, or did Ozzy try and kill her, or has that happened a number of times?
I think they both tried to kill each other at some point, yes.
Yeah, I mean, she must be hard as nails.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, her kids are nice, aren't they?
Yeah, really nice.
I mean, they've had their moments. You know, they're like children like Lily Allen, that as a nation we're now co-parenting.
Yeah.
And I think we should all be very proud of ourselves, because I think the Osbourne kids have come out really well.
Yeah. Are there any other celebrities that really scare you? Because Sharon is one for me.
Who else scares me? Danny Minogue, I find quite frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
I don't know. It's like sort of that sort of, you know, boiled egg with a face painted on it.
I know what you mean.
No, I can't see. She's obviously quite nice, I think, but she's got... There's no flicker of anything I recognise in her eyes.
So, hello.
Yeah. Well, Danny, over here. It's like she could do the whole show with her back turned and not know. And someone would just have to gently turn her around halfway through.
We're liking your new parodies on the show.
Thank you.
We particularly like your auto-tune song with Kanye.
Thanks.
Did you see that whole thing with him at the VMAs?
Oh, yeah. Vintage Kanye.
I know.
I mean, I don't know. Is there... I could say all kinds of libelous things about what might be wrong with Kanye West. I don't know.
Poor Swiftie.
Oh, I know, but how magnificent of Beyonce. I'm a little bit in love with Beyonce.
Yeah, amazing.
I mean, I've always been a bit in love with Beyonce, but, you know, when you just fall in love with someone all over again.
Yeah. Just when the camera came to her and she was like,
I know. She was sort of, for a moment, she was like, oh, this is nice. Oh, no, this isn't nice.
No, this is not nice. I've got one of them fancy new phones, and they've got this new auto-tune application on them. Have you seen
it? What on earth is that? Well, you can auto-tune your own voice.
Yeah.
Well, while you're talking.
No, I can't sing, right?
Oh, okay.
Listen to this. Through the power of autotune on my phone.
Becky's on holiday. She's gone with the Greek. But it's raining all week. Oh, yeah. Becky's on holiday. In the rain. Not in Spain.
It's amazing. You can just do it.
Is
it's
that
so
just
good.
Your phone?
That's on my phone. I just kind of sang in a really flat
God,
way.
Everyone should do their Kanye autotune mashups.
Yeah.
And, like, send them to you.
I think they probably will now.
Sorry. Sorry, Scott. You're going to be working the weekend.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to play Bass Hunter now.
Okay. The Scott Mills Daily. Wow. Do you know what? That's the sort of track I would love to see an animated Smurf dancing to.
Really?
Yeah. That's why? What it conjures up, those sort of images for me. The novelty video.
Mm-hmm. That was Every Morning by Bass Hunter.
Oh, God, I wish he would do that for me
every morning.
Every morning.
Seriously, just give him a call, he would.
Really?
Yeah. For most girls. Same minutes to five. Casey Brown is my guest today. ITV2 tonight.
Yeah, ITV2, 10 o'clock.
Big ass show.
Big ass.
Let's talk about some of the new characters you do. I quite like your Gaga.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that was quite... I had to be stitched into that outfit.
Did you?
Yeah, it was quite extraordinary. Yeah, but they sort of made it onto me.
How long did that take?
It took about an hour. And then the video took about 4 or 5 hours to shoot. Wow. And then immediately afterwards, I from the moment we stopped, I lost my sense of humour.
Did you?
Cut me out of it.
Get me out of here.
Cut me out of it.
Here's Katie doing Gaga.
I'm number one in the download charts. You bought this record, but you can't remember why anymore. Keep asking how this lady's so big. Then you remember it's because I'm wearing no pants when I'm on the bus. Da 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 da. No pants. It creates a buzz. Da da da.
Does she not fascinate you though?
Well, she does fascinate me because the lady who designs all the makeup for my show also made her up for another show. And she said literally when she comes in, you would not. She's got dark hair. She's got no. Obviously no makeup on. You could walk past her in the street 1,000 times and have no idea. And it's quite interesting because it is like a work of art, what Lady Gaga's created. We don't know her name. We don't know what... you know, I mean, I'm not sure about the music, although all the music connoisseurs tell me I'm wrong. But I do think her look and what she's done of creating a look of celebrity is that is really fascinating.
She came in here when Just Dance was out, the first song, and she was she just kissed everybody in the building and went, "Hi! I'm Gaga. Hi, I'm Gaga." Never met them before in their life. They're carrying their little teacup around with her lover.
Well, that's how it's done, Scott.
That's what you do. You should do it more often.
Thanks.
And here's you doing The Killers.
Are you homeless? Or are you badger? My mind's a cat flap. My knees are sad. And I've got a question to which there is no answer.
Thanks.
That's very good.
I like the outfit I wore.
Yeah, really good.
Well, yeah.
Anyone else you're kind of who's on your horizon next to do?
No, well, I mean, come in the series, we've got loads of new people. We've got Penelope Cruz, we brought Jennifer Aniston back, and we finally managed the sort of the twin guns on Coldplay and Gwyneth Paltrow. So I'm quite pleased
Amazing.
With that. Yeah.
Let's talk about Gwyneth.
Well, let's talk about Gwyneth.
Shall we?
There's something a bit Marie Antoinette about Gwyneth. It's sort of, you know, that sort of, what are the paupers worrying about? Well, then let them have private yoga instruction. Well, if you're worried about childcare, get a nanny. So this website, her website, Goop.
Yeah.
Which,
Robbie Williams loves it.
Does he?
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
That says a lot about everybody involved. But we've done a spoof. We've done our own version of her website. Her website's called Goop. And we've done a version inspired by Gwyneth called Poog, which is P, four O's, and then a G. Go to Goop and have a look. Become very angry.
Yeah.
And then go to poog.com. and see if it helps a bit.
Really?
I hope it does. It helped us to write it.
Did it?
Well, do you know what? She wasn't on my radar when she was being an actress, because she's a good actress, yeah, and that's nice. But when she decided that she was going to dispense wisdom to the paupers, I took exception.
Did you get all your anger out on your website?
No.
There's still more. Listen, good luck with episode 2.
Thank you.
Tonight, Casey Brown, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having
me. ITV 2, 10 o'clock, big ass show. Thank you.
Podcast.
Hey, Chopper.
Yes, Scott.
What are you doing after the cricket tonight?
After the cricket tonight, I'm just getting on a train and heading home. Why?
Could you maybe pop in for a drink at Hannah's Bar?
Hannah's been on.
Yeah, Hannah's been on from Nottingham.
Right.
She's in traffic at the moment, but we'll be at the bar later and would love to see you for a drink.
Much as I'm tempted to stay in Nottingham and have a few drinks, I need to get back, really.
Right. The bar is Hooters.
Instantly enough, I've gone past Hooters every day whenever I've been in Nottingham for about the past... Well, I've gone past it twice on Sunday, twice on Tuesday, and twice...
Never been in, though, eh?
No, never been in. Mm. Although I hear they do lovely food. But yeah, I've never...
Hannah's a part-time Hooters girl, see?
Is she?
Yeah.
Maybe. Do you know what? I'll check train times, because I think I might have a slightly later train to get.
Excellent.
Okay, but the thing is, I'll be on my own. Won't that look a bit sad, sat in Hooters on my own?
Hannah's there.
Yeah, no, but won't Hannah have to work?
I don't know. I can ring her and check.
I don't think it's a good look for a late 20s man to be sat on his own in Hooters.
Oh, yeah, you see, and it's 29 now, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. You know.
Old. Mm. Yeah.
Thanks for the offer, though.
Right.
Next time I'm back, maybe I'll allow a little extra time to pop in hello to Hannah.
By the way, I'm loving your skin tone today.
Thanks very much. Do you think it's both natural yet golden?
Yeah, it's like mahogany. Like an antique.
Yeah, but it's exactly, you know, fits in with my skin tone. Oh, there's a wicket there. Yeah.
Explain what's happened, please. Not at the cricket, to your skin.
Oh, you know that this lady got in touch with us about offering us a spray tan.
Yeah.
But you bottled out of it yesterday.
I was very busy.
So I went on my own to go and have the tan yesterday evening.
Like you'll do at Hooters this evening, yeah.
After the show, no. Yeah. So I went round to Rose's house last night.
To Rose's house?
Rose's house, yeah.
Okay.
To have a spray tan on my way home.
Paper pants?
No, I stayed in my own boxer shorts, actually, which was quite nice.
And how is Rose? Is she all right?
Well, she's very nice, you see, because, I was very worried beforehand, because obviously she had my number and I had her number, and the first time she texted me, she put 3 kisses on the text, and I kind of got a little bit worried that the person who's going to do my spray tan might be a little bit over-familiar.
Right.
And that then started me to panic. And then the one that doesn't speak yesterday went onto Rose's website to check out her tanning credentials and tried to wind me up that the incredibly buxom lady in a bikini on her website would be the woman doing my spray tan.
Yeah.
So then I thought I'd be having a spray tan of somebody who was obviously incredibly fit and over familiar whilst just in a pair of paper pants.
Yeah.
Which it could have been a disastrous look for me.
Really could have. How did it go?
In fact, it went all right. She wasn't in a bikini or the model on the front page. She was perfectly nice and very pleasant and not over familiar in any way.
Right.
Just an expert in tanning.
Because you were in two minds whether to go or not, because you did say that 3 kisses is a lot on the first text.
Well, it is, you know. I don't normally really put kisses on text and stuff. I can kind of take it or leave it.
Oh, you do?
No, sometimes you get a kiss on a text and maybe I reply with a kiss on a text. But
no,
I thought,
you've sent me 2 before.
Oh, but that was after a special chat, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But 3 on a first text I thought was quite over-familiar, and that then did get me worried about...
Especially if she's going to be tanning you the next day.
Especially if she's going to be spraying my naked body.
I'm going tomorrow, so... anything to worry about, do you think, for me?
Nothing to worry about at all. She's absolutely lovely. There will be no worries. She won't be over familiar, and she knows what she's doing. My only other concern was that her and her family are all Liverpool fans, and I thought she might spray me like a zebra or something to get revenge for me being a mank. But there were no concerns at all. Nothing. No. So all good. You will look great.
Thanks. Can I just ask, someone on the text wants to know, were they cheering your tan then at the cricket?
Yes, there was a wicket as well, but mainly my tan. Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Tim?
Yeah?
What's going on?
Not a lot really, just coming home from work.
I understand you want to speak to Chappers.
Yeah, I want to give a little invite to Hooters if he's still up for going.
Well, what, you mean tonight?
Yeah.
Do you go there a lot, Tim?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a regular in there.
Are you? On your own?
Well, sometimes on my own, but I do know one of the people who work there. So.
Oh, this is working out brilliant, because like normally you'd be on your own. Chappers would normally be on his own when he goes there, yeah. So both of you can keep each other company. This is brilliant.
No awkwardness.
No awkwardness at all. You up for it, Chops?
What time are you thinking, Tim?
Well, any time, really.
Don't be saying you'll be there, Chappers, and don't turn up, because Tim's going specially.
I'm not you.
Oh, yeah.
About half an hour away, so I could do with knowing if you're not going to turn up.
Yeah. Like, he's got to make plans. Huh?
Is he setting off now?
Well, he can set off whenever.
Well, at the moment, I can't give a time, because it all depends on the cricket, you see.
Right. Should we say 9, then? it'll be finished by 9.
No, it won't.
10?
You're probably looking half 10-ish.
Half 10 then, Tim, all right.
Half 10, all right, I'll be there.
Oh, God. No, I wouldn't if I was you.
No, I won't.
No,
I won't.
Good, no. Love you.
All right, love you,
man. That was a bit uncomfortable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right.
And now it's time for Dear Scott, where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out your emails and texts that you've been sending this week. Let's go.
Dear Scott and Becky and Chappers and the PR4L, I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed your show and that I had difficulty concentrating on math homework due to the one who doesn't speak's Swanee whistle.
Yeah.
That did amuse me. He should do whole songs. I'd like that on my iPod. Smiley. Love you, XXX, Lucy, Glasgow.
Hi, Lucy, Glasgow. I'll tell you what. Every time the one that doesn't speak does his Swanee whistle, we get so many emails and texts from people saying, you know, maybe we should release a CD or a download, you know? I think a lot of people would buy it, don't you, Chops?
I think some people would buy it, yeah.
I think it's perfect for a bit of romance. Because you like get a girl back to yours, or a boy, whatever takes your fancy, a glass of wine.
Becky.
Glass of wine. And then I'll just put some music on back in a sec. More wine. It'd do it for me. Tell me that wouldn't get you right in the mood, Chops.
It wouldn't necessarily for me, but I did notice that there was a little bit of sort of bonding between the one that doesn't speak and the babe in the booth over the Swanee whistle yesterday.
Yeah, she loved it.
He
let her have a go on it.
I know he did.
Left lipstick on it as well.
I know she did. And there were teeth marks on it as well.
Aye?
There were teeth marks on it as well.
Yes, there were. Next.
Hey, Scott, Becky, Chappers, TOTDS, and the Posh Radio 4 lady. I thought you could do with an injection of overseas correspondence, so here's a message all the way from Australia.
Hello.
After you played the brass version of the Ladies Brass song the other day, I wondered if you'd like to hear the chicken version from the end credits of Robot Chicken. I can't watch it anymore without singing the Ladies Brass to myself. Anyway, lots of love from sunny Melbourne, Ewan. Winking smiley. I just like it when she says winking smiley.
Okay, good. You weirdo, Ewan. Right, so this is the Robot Chicken theme. Listen to this. Wow. I think you had to be there. So that's some chickens doing the ladies' bras.
Excellent. Have there not been many Dear Scots this week?
There's more, listen.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chops, the PR4L, and the one that... Well, you know the rest.
Yeah.
I was lying on the sofa reading my copy of Russell Brand's autobiography on Sunday evening, and, well, I rather came in for a bit of a shock, and I don't mean in his book. Shocked, smiley. You see, we had Countryfile on in the background. Not my choice. And I suddenly heard some familiar Irish tones coming from the TV. Shocked, smiley. That's right. The PR4L was played on Countryfile doing the shipping forecast. Shocked, smiley. She's all over the place at the moment. I can't get away from her. She's becoming more and more famous. You want to watch her, Scotty boy. As soon as she gets a better offer than your show, she'll be off. Just kidding. Love and stuff. Aoife. Pronounced Aoife. But the PR4L should know that. She's Irish too.
Good. It's true. She's everywhere at the moment. She's on people's sat-navs. She's on Radio 4. Oh, yeah, that's where we got her from.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to know, drop me an email, yeah? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. The PR4L will read it out and we'll answer them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our daily play-along quiz. Text me your scores when you've got them to 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, we've had guests this week, but today we haven't.
Oh, so, right.
It's just you, Chopper.
Okay.
All right.
Is it me against the Swanee whistle?
No.
All right.
That would be weird. So, live from Trent Bridge, at the actual cricket, it's Oh, What's Occurring, starting now.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. You know Stupid Street?
Yes.
It's given us some amazing things over the years, hasn't it?
Some truly astonishing things,
some
yeah.
amazing answers to questions. I mean, here's just a few of my highlights.
Who, in your opinion, is the greatest American that ever lived?
Leighton Meester.
Yeah, Leighton Meester. She's a Gossip Girl.
Who's your favourite member of the royal family?
Princess Michael of Kent.
Why would you say that?
Because he's a princess and called Michael.
So we've got the American elections tomorrow. Who will you be voting for?
I have no idea.
Are you American yourself?
No.
Are you allowed to vote in the election?
Yes, I am. I'm 19, so yeah, obviously I am, yeah.
Amy Winehouse in three words. A horse for one thing.
So what's your talent?
My talent is speaking with the people. When they are satisfied, is to complete their satisfaction.
Would you marry Madonna for £60 million?
Yeah.
Why?
It's money.
But you'd have to live with her and be friends with Sting.
With Sting?
Yeah.
Nah, that's a deal breaker.
What do you think the greatest invention since sliced bread is?
I'm quite down with the hairbrush.
Oh, it's given me some really good moments over the years. I love Stupid Street Me. Now, here's the thing, right? Here is a question from this week's University Challenge off the TV.
Your bonuses are on physics, St John's. From the German meaning building up or construction, the set of rules describing the electron filling of atomic orbitals is known as what?
What's the answer?
I have no idea.
Here's the answer, stupid.
From the German meaning building up or construction, the set of rules describing the electron filling of atomic orbitals is known as what?
Aufbau.
Correct.
Aufbau.
Aufbau?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, we went on Stupid Street earlier today and we asked nine people that very same question. How many out of nine on Stupid Street got it right?
I'm going to say one.
One out of nine.
Because there has to be some kind of fluke here where there's an astrophysicist walking down Stupid Street on his way to...
I don't think it's ever happened before, but I see your
point. No, but...
So you're saying one out of nine?
Saying one.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are Stupid Street being asked that very same question that was on this week's Open University Challenge.
From the German meaning building up or construction, the set of rules describing the electron filling of atomic orbital is known as what? Do you know?
Aufbau?
Yeah. Set of rules describing the electron filling of atomic orbitals is known as what?
Aufbau. I think it's Aufbau.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Aufbau.
Do you know?
Aufbau.
From the German meaning building up or construction, The set of rules describing the electron filling of atomic orbitals is known as what?
Atomic orbitals?
Yeah.
Is it Aufbau?
Ah! Aufbau. A horse for one, Vin.
The set of rules describing the electron filling of atomic orbitals is known as what?
I think there must be Aufbau.
From the German meaning building up or construction, the set of rules describing the electron filling of atomic orbitals is known as what?
Ah, Aufbau.
Wow. That's impressive, isn't it? What are the chances of that?
Very small.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
All of them got it right, apart from a horse for one bin. Amazing.
Thought.
No points.
Ow! What's the kidding?
Next one.
I'm suspicious about that, you know.
Why?
I just am. I mean, call me cynical, but I just am.
No idea what you mean. You know Kim and Aggie?
Yeah.
Off of How Clean Is Your House?
Yeah.
Love that show.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, I hate that show.
Why?
Why?
It's so good.
Because it makes me want to vom every time I watch it.
It's brilliant. You get to see inside really minging houses.
Yeah, but exactly, it's revolting.
But then they make it all nice and shiny.
Okay.
Yeah. Always using vinegar, I find.
Every episode.
They love a bit of cleaning. I've also noticed they say my dear and my love a lot. Question, how old do you have to be to start calling people dear and love, do you think?
Oh, 60 plus.
Do you think? You either got to be really old or a real lovey. Haven't you, love?
Yes, dear.
See, some people... Yes, dear. Some people, it just doesn't sound right, does it? Anyway, I've noticed that they say this quite a lot on How Clean Is Your House, so my question, how many times in last Thursday's episode did Kim and Aggie say, my dear, my love, etc.?
In that voice?
Yeah, same.
41.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Kim and Aggie, my dear, off of How Clean Is Your House.
You couldn't work yourself into a convulsion, dear. Let's get the facts right.
This is how we're going to clean it, my love. Now, last but not least, my love, pebble dashing with your bum end, dear. Now, go on, lovey.
Dave, where are you, dear?
Come on, my love. You're not soaking them, dear. They are, lovey. You lay on the floor, dear. Now, all I'm going to do is this, my love. Watch, my love. One bowl, warm water, my love. Did you, dear? I done it as well. Never be afraid of elbow grease, dear.
Wow. 16 in there, chappers.
16,
yeah. They love it.
You'd have thought, love.
Also, dear, what does she say here?
Pebble dashing with your bum end, dear.
What is that?
Pebble dashing with your bum end, dear.
Now, is the line quite crackly to Nottingham? Because I know what that sounds like.
Pebble dashing with your bum end, dear.
What does it sound like to you?
Well, I don't think I can go into what the second bit sounds like. The first bit is obviously pebble dashing, yeah?
Yes, it is.
And then
pebble
it
dashing with your bum end, dear.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyhow.
Do you want to play it again? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I'm just thinking how you could pebble dash with what it sounds like. But...
Oh! What's the kidding?
Last one. Chappers.
Scott.
Where do you keep your, you know...
What?
You know.
No.
Those things that boys have. You know.
No, I've no idea what.
Saucy publications.
Saucy publications?
Yeah, you got any?
No.
Hidden away?
No.
Yeah, you have.
No,
you have. Where are they?
I haven't got any.
Oh, come
away.
On! All boys have got them somewhere.
I haven't got them hidden away.
Right. Oh, they're on full display, are they?
Yeah.
See, I was talking to someone last night. It wasn't the voice of the Bulls. Just like to point out.
Was it Drawmaster Martin?
No. It was independent adjudicator Graham Clucas.
It was not.
No.
Was it a member of the studio audience?
No, it wasn't. I was talking to someone, and they had a theory that every bloke has something of a saucy nature hidden somewhere in their house.
Right.
Now, you know, I wanted to put you to the test earlier today. You know Shelley and Carl, our friends?
Shelley and Carl?
Yeah.
Right.
Shelley and Carl. You know Shelley and Carl.
I have no idea who Shelley and Carl are, but...
Oh, right, that could be a problem then. Do you think Carl's got some hidden away?
I would imagine so.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I got Shelley to call her boyfriend Carl earlier today.
Oh, Scott.
Claiming that she'd found them.
Right. Oh, no.
My question to you. Will Carl confess or will he deny all knowledge? Does Carl have any saucy mags hidden away? We're about to find out. What do you think?
I think he'll deny all knowledge.
You think he'll deny all knowledge? Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's my friend Shelley calling her boyfriend Carl about his saucy magazines.
Hello?
Carl?
Yes?
Hi there, you all right?
Yeah, where are you?
Just at home now. Why were you?
At work.
I've just been cleaning up.
Yeah.
And I found something.
What?
I think it could be yours.
What is it?
You know.
What?
Come on.
What is it?
Do you know them? The things?
What are you talking about?
I found them now.
What?
I found them.
Hey?
Come on.
What are you on about, Mary?
Saucy. Hey? Saucy ladies.
Really? Where were them?
I mean, it's not to worry about. I mean, you know, I'm sure everybody. Well, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people do it.
What are you on about, Shelley?
Ladies with no clothes on.
Don't be so silly. I've been in them for years.
You've been in them for years?
What are you on about?
It's fine. I found the magazine, but it's fine.
Shut up, Shelley. Shelley.
What?
What are you on about?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Carl.
Who is it?
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1. Are you all right?
Yeah, not bad, yeah.
We were just testing to see if you had any, but you haven't.
No problem. thank you very much.
That's
she
okay.
She hasn't found them, then.
No, she hasn't found them, though. You're safe. It's all good.
I thought I did them properly.
Oh, you're all right, Chops.
There you go, you see.
Wow. I love them. I love Carl and Shelley. So, even though you didn't really get many points, you win today's Oh, What's Occurring? Because there's no one else here. Let me know your score, please, on 81199. Thanks very much.
Oh.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, OK, it's time for Dear Scott. PR4L's back on. Reading out some your emails and texts that you've been sending this week. First one.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that does not speak, / spoke once, and the posh Radio 4 lady. I'm writing to you because I, and I'm sure many more of your listeners, am leaving in a number of days for university. Truth be told, I'm bricking them. I remember around this time last year, you discussed whether or not a couple should remain faithful to one another after they've left to lead a new life in a different part of the country, or in my case, across the seas.
Yeah, it's that time of year again. I'm going to have the chat with you. We do it every year.
Because I was not in this predicament last year, I would love to know what the Scott Mills team really think about long-distance relationships, especially when fresher weeks are involved. My other half bought me a webcam and set up a Skype account for me the day I was accepted to a university in Liverpool. And I thought, wind your neck, Ensign. But he's taking the whole situation very seriously, and now I'm a bit creeped out. Confused smiley. I need your help. Lots of love, Sarah, Belfast.
Sarah in Belfast. Now, people hate this every year when I do this, but I do. I've done it for the last 3-4 years, and sadly, the same message still applies. You have to go to university single. It's not going to work. You're both, maybe one of you or both of you will say, oh, it'll work, we'll work it out. It won't. There's lots of people to choose from. So go to university single. I know I'm going to get some stress on 81199 now from people saying that's wrong and that their relationship has stood the test of time. But ask yourself this question. What were they doing when you weren't there? Or just buy them a webcam and like that person. Sorry, it's harsh but true, you know? You know it makes sense. Only speaking the truth. Next.
Dear Scott. Subject, you've stolen my heart and I want it back. I saw you at the 90s Weekender on Saturday night. You were looking tray dashing, and I never knew you had a hairy chest. You kept that one quiet.
It's only a little bit.
Hee hee. Hee hee. Me and my friend managed to sneak past the rubbish security and get in your box. You may remember my friend. She's a dead ringer for Scar from The Lion King. Toby was loving the attention, but pretended not to know us when security came back. Even though that was a bit mean, loved the show. And if you do read this out on the radio, please can you tell my friend Tuckshop that she's a Muppet for trying to outdance a superhero called Willy Man, moi. Kirsty from Reading.
Yeah, that's buttons for you. I've never seen The Lion King, so I don't know. I wouldn't know that person if they stood up in my soup. Toby Anstis, yes, he was on before me. And yes, he had bought his own bottle of vodka. And yes, he did fall down the stairs at the end. But don't hold that against him. He was just having a good time. And I like it that your friend is called Tuckshop. Thanks very much for your email. Anything else you want to know? I'm here all the time, so, you know, any day. Scott.Mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email. We'll get the PR4L to read it out on Dear Scott. Scott.Mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.